Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend, Jada, and sometimes some other friends. But today it's just me and Fatia. It's been a Fatia and Emily kind of summer. We have a good time talking about the books. But today I think we're going to share some poems and some book suggestions for our young readers out there. We hope it will inspire people to pick up some stuff to read this summer, to engage in summer reading. And reading throughout the year. There's so many good books out there. We want everyone to enjoy the wonder of stories and poems and the written word and sometimes the spoken word. But I guess we'll get started with Fatia today. What did you want to share?
I wanted to share a poem. It's called Nature's Way by Lenore Hetrick. The little tree by the old road fence grew in the summer sun. I want to grow tall, said the little tree. And growing is so much fun. The little brook running beneath the bridge babbled and sang all day. I want to become a river, it said, so I'm hastening on my way. The little bird fluttered from out the nest and flew far across the yard. I'll be a big bird, said she and twittered. With each day I try real hard. The little boy stood on his tiptoes and stretched. I'm just like the rest, said he. I want to grow up and see the big world. And the sooner, the better for me. Mother Nature smiled at all her fleddings, but she did not bid them stay. She knew that to live and grow and age is forever nature's way.
It's lovely. What made you choose that poem?
It's like kind of because it's summer, and I was trying to look for a summer poem, but I like this poem better. And it's not about summer, but kind of about nature. Nature and summer are extremely alike.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth and aliveness in nature in the summer, or it's more visible or easier to see and feel. With everything blooming and trees all green. It's very nice. Do you ever write nature poems? It seems like you're drawn to them as a reader, at least.
Well, maybe I think I wrote like one, maybe. It was super long time ago, though. It was probably the time, I don't really remember when, but I feel like it's recently, but and then I also feel like it's a long time ago.
That's how time goes sometimes. You can feel like something was just the other day and then realize it was actually like half a year ago. But yeah, I don't write poetry. I wrote poetry sometimes when I was a kid, but I love reading poetry. And I, like you, I'm also drawn to nature poems quite often. I think they're often very beautiful and capture like the feelings or emotions that one feels in nature. And then I feel like they also, often they're about nature, but they're also sort of about something else. And I think that's always interesting feeling, sort of a connection to nature. But moving on, I wanted to share some book suggestions, some of which I've read and some which I haven't. And these are books that were recently awarded Eisner Awards at San Diego Comic-Con. It's a major award for graphic novels that are given every year. And so last Friday was the Eisner Awards ceremony, and many, many books were nominated, and 21. So I thought I would share the ones that are geared towards young readers, since that is what our show focuses on. And I didn't look at every single winner to see if it was meant for young readers, but there's some that the categories show that, and then there's some that I just know because I've read them before. So first off, I'll start off with one that I haven't read. This won the award for Best Publication for Early Readers, and it is the first book in the Bigfoot and Nessie series by Chelsea M. Campbell and Laura Netzker, and it's called The Art of Getting Noticed, which I like the title of. And I had never heard of this series, so I'll definitely have to check it out, especially because I really love these kind of creatures that are sort of, some people might say they're make-believe or fantasy, and some people will say that they're real and they exist. And some people will believe it, and some people will just like to have fun believing it. And I'm not sure where I fall in that, but Bigfoot and Nessie in terms of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. So here's the description for this one. Introducing a hilarious and heartfelt graphic novel in which an unlikely pair of cryptids, one a Bigfoot whose failure to get himself photographed disappoints his family, and the other a Loch Ness Monster who seems unable to escape the spotlight wherever she goes, meet up and find friendship, creativity, and just the right amount of attention. That was a little bit of a hard sentence to follow, but it's a graphic novel in which an unlikely pair of cryptids meet up and find friendship, creativity, and just the right amount of attention. Meet Bigfoot and Nessie. Yes, that Bigfoot and Nessie. Only, well, things are a little complicated right now. Bigfoot is having trouble fitting in with his family. He can never quite manage to get himself into the picture, much to the disappointment of his mom, dad, and sister, who always want to be in the spotlight. When he meets Nessie, who's equally desperate to get away from the cameras, he begins to ask himself the ultimate question: what's the price of fame after all? So I thought that sounded really fun. I always forget the word cryptids. I feel one of our co-hosts on the radio once shared a book that was all about cryptids, and it sounded really cool. I find them very interesting. But I think this seems like a fun graphic novel, and looks like two books in the series are out. Yes, book two came out in June. So there's the first two books in the series are out. The second book is called The Haunting of Loch Ness Castle. So follows the further adventures of Bigfoot and Nessie. But again, that so the series is Bigfoot and Nessie, and the first book is The Art of Getting Noticed, and that's the edition or the volume that won the Eisner Award for Best Publication for Early Readers. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can check it out. I certainly will. Sounds fun. And what's better to do than read and have some fun? The next book that I'm going to share won the award for Best Publication for Kids. And this is one I have read. It's Mexikid by Pedro Martin. And it's a graphic memoir about his experience as a young person in a large family and a large Mexican American family. And it's about his family's adventure-filled road trip to bring their abuelito back from Mexico to the United States to live with them. And so it follows the family as they make that journey. And it's very set in time and place. So it has a very strong sense of both of those things. And it's a very fun read. I love a good road trip story and a family story. And then it's just really interesting seeing the different places they travel and the adventures they have and meeting his abuelito, who was a in his mind was a legendary crime-fighting grandfather who was once part of the Mexican Revolution. So he's heard so many stories growing up. Yeah. And so it's Pedro and his eight brothers and sisters and his parents take this journey from, I believe they're based in California, but I'm not positive. It's been a while since I've read it. But they make a trip from the US down to Mexico in a Winnebago, like in a RV, and visit family along the way and have all sorts of adventures and pick up Abuelito for the ride home, where they have additional adventures and see additional people. So it's a great book. I definitely suggest it for kids because that's who it's geared towards. It's a middle grade graphic novel, but I also think adults would really enjoy it as well. So I highly suggest that. And we have it at the library in both English and Spanish. So could also be fun to read, whether English or Spanish is your first language, or if Spanish or English is your second language, you can read one or the other to practice some language skills too, which could be a fun way to learn some language. But yeah, so that's Mexican by Pedro Martin, and highly suggest that to readers. And the next book is the one that won the award for best publication for teens. And this one I did not read yet. It's called Danger and Other Unknown Risks. It's by Ryan North and Erica Henderson. And Erica Henderson is the illustrator for the graphic novel. And it comes with a really good blurb sell for me. It says, easily my favorite book of the year, Tilly Walden, who I love Tilly Walden's book. So if she loved this book, that gives me high hopes that I will love it too. And this is one I haven't read, so I'm going to read the description for it. A twisty, spellbinding adventure about a girl and her dog who want to save the world. Danger and Other Unknown Risks is the highly anticipated YA graphic novel debut from Eisner Award-winning and New York Times best-selling creators Ryan North and Erica Henderson. I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to ask that you let me finish before you say anything. Here's the deal. On midnight of January 1st, 2000, the world ended. But it wasn't technology that killed it. It was magic. Now, years later, the earth has transformed. Magic works, sort of. People are happy, sort of. But this new world isn't stable, and unless Marguerite de Pruitt and her canine pal Daisy do something about it, it'll tilt into deadly chaos. Good thing they've been training their whole lives for this and are destined to succeed, or so they think. Ryan North and Erica Henderson, the best-selling masterminds behind Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, serve up a graphic novel that is equally laugh-out-loud adventure and emotional gut punch. A story about the search for truth, chosen family, and rebirth. The journey of Marguerite and Daisy seeks to ask one vital question: how far are you willing to go to save the world? I thought that sounds really fun. Very curious to check it out. I've only read one volume of The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, but I did really enjoy it. Thought it was really fun. And then I can't remember if I've read other things by Ryan North or Erica Henderson. I'd have to look it up. There's definitely some titles that seem familiar looking, but I can't remember if I've actually read them. But yeah, so that is Danger and Other Unknown Risks, a graphic novel by Ryan North and Erica Henderson. And that was the winner for best publication for teens at this year's Eisner Awards. So if you're like me and think that sounds great, check it out. And then there are two others that I would say are written for teens that won awards that I know are written for teens. There's some that I'm not sure about that I didn't get to look up. But one is the best graphic album new was awarded to Roaming by Mariko Tamaki and Jillian Tamaki. And they've written a lot of amazing books, some together, some separate. And I've read this one as well. And this is another sort of road trip-ish book, although it's a little different because it's less of a road trip and more of a travel book. Because it's a bunch of friends who were high school best friends and now they're freshmen in college who meet up in New York City for a trip. So it's all centered in New York City, but there's a lot of exploring. So it has that element of a road trip book. So I haven't read this one in a while, so I'm going to read the description for it. So this is Roaming by Jillian Tamaki and Mariko Tamaki. Spring break 2009. High school best friends Zoe and Danny are now freshman college students meeting in a place they've wanted to visit forever, New York City. Tagging along is Danny's classmate Fiona, a mercurial art student with an opinion on everything. Together, the three cram in as much of the city as possible, gleefully falling into tourist traps, pondering so-called great works of art, sidestepping creeps, and eating lots and lots of pizza, folded in half, of course. Roaming is a groundbreaking graphic novel from the authors behind New York Times bestseller and Caldecott Honor Book This One Summer, which I also loved that one. So I think this one has a bit of a different mood to it than some of the other ones. There's a lot of roaming involved, as you might guess by the title. And I feel like it does a good job of showing how friendships sometimes shift and change. Because there's the friends that were high school best friends who are now freshman college students meeting up again. And then there's the new friend as well, and figuring out the dynamics there and what they want from this trip and what they need from this trip or from each other. So it's an interesting book. So that's Roaming by Jillian Tamaki and Mariko Tamaki, which won Best Graphic Album New. And then the last one that I'll share today. Oh, and sorry, that one, Mariko Tamaki also won Best Writer for that book as well. And Jillian Tamaki won Best Penciler Inker for that book. So it won multiple awards, which is cool. And the last one that I was going to share is the winner for Best Graphic Memoir, which is Family Style: Memories of an American from Vietnam by Thien Pham. And I also read this one quite a while ago, but really enjoyed it. It's also won several other awards, including a YALSA Award for Excellence in Nonfiction. It was a finalist for that. It was an NPR Best Books of 2003. And yeah, I'll read the description for this one because I also read this one quite some time ago. I want to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. A moving young adult graphic memoir about a Vietnamese immigrant boy's search for belonging in America. Perfect for fans of American-born Chinese and The Best We Could Do. Thien's first memory isn't a sight or a sound. It's the sweetness of watermelon and the saltiness of fish. It's the taste of the foods he ate while adrift at sea as his family fled Vietnam. After the Pham family arrives at a refugee camp in Thailand, they struggle to survive. Things don't get much easier once they resettle in California, and through each chapter of their lives, food takes on new meaning. Strawberries come to signify struggle as Thien's mom and dad look for work. Potato chips are an indulgence that bring Thien so much joy that they become a necessity. Behind every cut of steak and inside every croissant lies a story. And for Thien Pham, that story is about a search for belonging, for happiness, for the American dream. I thought this was a very beautiful graphic novel. I liked how it told his family's story and his experience of being a refugee through connections with food throughout his life. Because I think food is at the center of a lot of people's experiences in life. But I think that is maybe deepened as an experience when people are going through such a dramatic change and the, you know, just with the ties to food and culture and changes in one's life, I think makes a huge impact. But this one I would say is geared towards teens, but again, adults I think would really love this book as well. The publisher suggests it for ages 14 to 18. And I've also read some other books by Thien Pham that I've enjoyed over the years. He wrote one called Sumo. And he also did artwork for a middle grade graphic novel called Level Up, which was written by Jean Luen Yang, who wrote American Born Chinese as well, which was mentioned earlier. But yeah, highly suggest this book. So again, that was Best Graphic Memoir winner at the Eisner Awards, Family Style: Memories of an American from Vietnam by Thien Pham. And people will check it out. A great one. If you haven't checked it out yet and you love a graphic memoir as much as I do, definitely suggest that one as well as Mexikid. And then the other books I shared, Bigfoot and Nessie, The Art of Getting Noticed, Danger and Other Unknown Risks, as well as Roaming. All either are or seem great as well. So just wanted to share those. The Eisner Awards are always a fun award ceremony for me because I love graphic novels and it's a nice way to both see which ones that I've loved get honored, but also to find some new ones that I haven't read yet that I want to check out. And comics are so popular at our library. I assume some of our listeners out there also enjoy them. But I'd say especially our middle grade graphic novel collection gets a lot of use. It's very popular. And then the young adult collection as well is quite popular. We have a lot of manga, but we have them for everyone from little kids through adults. We have graphic novels here, and they're all very popular. Do you read many graphic novels, Fatia?
Graphic novels. I've read like a couple. I mostly read a lot of comic books.
Oh yeah, that's, I think of those things as the same. Somebody was asking me, we were talking about graphic novels and comics over the weekend because I was hanging out with some friends that had kids, and one of them was reading a bunch. and they were wondering what the difference is. And I feel like the words can often be used interchangeably, but I think oftentimes people think of graphic novels as books that are written to be published in a in a book form, as opposed to, I feel like some people use comic books more to talk about books that are either single issue or compilations of single issues, like things that might be released in like more of a magazine feel in terms of format and paper quality. And then sometimes those get published in book form, but like collecting multiple issues. So I think sometimes people like differentiate between those two terms. But to me, it's all kind of the same. It's like, does it use panels and like speech bubbles and stuff like that? To me, that could be a graphic novel or a comic book. What kind of comic books do you like? Like, what kind of stories? Like superhero
I kind of
stories? Like,
really like some of them. Like, I read a lot of comic books. So one was basically like they were in school, and it's like the book is basically called Sunny's Case. It's a pretty good book, and Sunny is basically like someone who wants to become like an authority. I'm not sure. I don't know much about politics, but and then like she won second place on one of like a practice contest. She won first place, and then there's students who actually got like first place 3 times in a row. That book was extremely good. So I like books like that.
that's really cool. I hadn't actually heard of this series yet, so thank you for suggesting that. It's by Jennifer L. Holm and Matthew Holm, who also did like that Baby Mouse series. What else did they do? I know they did some other series like that, but I do know, I actually recognize the first book in the series on that one. Yes, yeah, Sunny Side Up. So I take it back. I had heard of the series, but I hadn't heard of the one that you just mentioned. Book number 5, Sunny Makes Her Case. But Jennifer L. Holm, she's written both novels and graphic novels. So she did write the Baby Mouse series with Matthew Holm, as well as the Squish series, which are also popular, as well as the Sunny series, which you were mentioning. But she's also written some novels that are really fun. And one of them, Turtle in Paradise, she also made into a graphic novel, which I read and enjoyed. But yeah, she's a very popular author. So I'm not surprised that you enjoyed that story. You might want to check out some of the other ones in that series too. Looks like there might be 5 in total so far for that series. I like all sorts of different comics, all different sorts of subject matter, moods. I like nonfiction and fiction, memoir. I like some superhero ones occasionally as well. I just feel like it's a very engaging format and an interesting way of storytelling. I find it. I like the mix of the visuals and the words works really well for me and many people. That's why they're so popular. But hopefully I'll get to read some this week so I can share next week. I'll definitely try to track down the ones that won these awards that I haven't read yet. But on that note, we should probably wrap it up for the day. Thank you everyone out there for listening. We hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy reading.
Stray cat is crying, so stray cat sings back.
Oh.